I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, so you like that, huh? It's awesome. I couldn't believe that he did that. Matt got it at the Super Bowl in Miami, and you know, we become friends and acquaintances. My wife hates the word friends. We're acquaintances. We know each other. And I don't remember if it was Matt or I said, hey, would you mind doing a liner? He's like, sure. We didn't ask him to do it that way.
Yeah, he just volunteered.
It literally is hilarious. It's literally one of the best ones ever.
I love that.
All right, so some pet peeves that I have. I typically start the show with pet peeves. But maybe you can explain some of this stuff to me, Caleb. So I got my Spectrum bill.
Yeah.
I got my Spectrum bill yesterday. Guess when it was due? March 12th. I got the bill yesterday. So I call them today, you know, to say I have two issues. One, I just got the bill today, and they're like, well, we mailed it on the 3rd. I don't care when you mailed it. I'm telling you, here's the postmark. How come you have to always call and complain that rates went up, threaten to disconnect, and then they'll say, oh, if we lower the bill, will you be fine?
Yeah. That really, really, you know what? That's one of my pet peeves. So I didn't even know it was.
But every time I'm here.
Every time you're here, you call me like, hey, like, I want to just get my cable now. And you're like, oh, we'll give you 300 channels for free. HBO. I'm just like, why didn't you do it before?
Right.
Like, why would I want to leave? Now you want to do this. Like, that upsets me too. You're right.
She said, so what was your bill before? And I didn't answer. You know, because I knew what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, every year it goes up. And if you don't call and promos expire. And, you know, to me, if you're going to give the promo to new people, why can't you be consistent? And she's like, oh, I see if I hit this button, it'll lower at $38. Will that make you happy?
Well, did it?
Temporarily.
Because I don't feel like, you know, it's working.
Well, until I got here and I ate that mediocre cheesesteak.
Maybe there's like a bonus button, like a double down button.
So I'm in a Facebook page for Las Vegas.
Yep.
And, you know, people are always in there and, you know, either recommendations or they're ripping people who have recommendations. So somebody once said, if you book a car or if you book a hotel room, do you always check it? Do you? I'm not going to ask you that question. This was the question on Facebook. Do you always check the rates and check before you go on your trip?
No.
Okay. Well, he's different.
No, I understand. No.
He's okay with losing 10 grand to sleep in.
No, I was not.
I mean, he's not going to check an airline.
I was sick for like 3 weeks about that.
Right, sure.
That hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money you have. That losing hurt. Money hurts. I mean, I just sold a car for my brother. And I argued over, listen to this one. It's a $45,000 car.
Yep.
We were arguing over $500. My brother's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, $500 is a lot of money.
Listen, I can do a lot with $500.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely not. So,
nice steak.
Well, I know what he does.
I'm
He sits brutal. On the wing.
I'm smart.
He's flown to Vegas sitting on the wing outside.
I fly the plane.
Big Spirit Airlines, guy. Right? He likes Frontier.
Yes. I fly it all the time. I truly do. It's awful.
So my problem with Spirit and Frontier is I'm a big guy. My clothes are really big. So my suitcase, I've never packed. If I'm going anywhere for more than 3 days.
Two shirts take up a full suitcase.
That's what I'm saying. My suitcase is going to be 70 pounds. Right. And with Spirit, your flight might be $100, but my suitcase is going to be $700.
Sure.
You know? So
for sure.
Plus, Kale, the quality of your sweatshirts and the clothing line that you own
makes it
like,
heavier.
It's way heavier.
It is.
Your sweatshirts are like it is a uniform.
Yeah. So, back to the you know the complaint or whatever on the Facebook page. So, I booked a hotel room. We're going to go hang out with the Scorpions in April.
Okay.
So we're going to go Saturday, checking out Wednesday. We needed to add a Friday because John's going to go a day early. The room on Friday was $459 for Excalibur. Right. I would sleep on the floor at the airport before I'd spend $459 to stay in Excalibur.
Yeah, that's like a five-star.
Why do you need a room in Vegas anyway?
Because I'm not like you youngins. So I check all the time. So from Friday to Wednesday, it was $892.
Okay.
I called the other day, and I checked again, and it's now down to $412.
Nice.
Wow.
I check 18 times a day.
Yeah. You know, I would just get the Airbnb, to be honest. That's what we do. Me and my friends went to Vegas.
True.
And we wanted to get a penthouse, and they wanted to charge us $6,000 a night. And we were like, you know what? we're just going to get this 10-bedroom Airbnb, and it's going to cost us $900 a night instead of paying the $6,000 to be in the Aria or whatever it is. It's 10 minutes off the strip.
What was that crazy movie in Vegas?
The Hangover.
Hangover. I could see you and a couple of your friends with that. You're coming back with the lion.
That was almost last night. So
so I was late today.
That was almost yesterday. So, yeah.
Explain to me, because I was talking to my brother, and what we do on the show, you've added some consistency and some, what's the other word I want?
Tardiness?
No, well, that he did add that. All right. I don't know. There's a word I'm looking for. Explain to me what happens when you as an NFL football player restructure your contract. I don't care about dollars and monies and stuff. I just want to know, when you restructure, what does that do?
So mainly when somebody restructures a contract, what it does is the money you're supposed to make in salary during the year, they give it to you as some kind of bonus. So you get your money. For the players, it's always good.
Right.
Because you get your money up front. So it's like, I'm good. Like you, instead of me making $20 million, because one of my friends just went through that. He had to restructure. I'm not going to say his name.
Is he a wide receiver with the Bucs?
He's not a wide receiver. You know? So I got to get used to not saying names on radio.
Well, no. It's all – and obviously I was asking because of Mike Evans. But
he just restructured his contract, and he was supposed to make $20 million this year, and they gave him 19 of it in a bonus like a week ago. So he's like, yeah, I'm cool with getting $19 million right now.
Sure.
Like, I'll make $1 million during the season. So it's basically to get cap off the, you know, get some cap space. So what they do is they give it to your front as a bonus, and so that way they can pay somebody else or
more
get,
people.
You know, make some more.
So I don't want this to sound, you know, negative, but, you know, I made a comment. I mean, I like Mike Evans. This has nothing to do with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going back to that word fan, which is short for fanatics. This is the greatest thing. You know, he was willing to. It's not like he gave money back.
No, he did not.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's awesome. He helped the team, but it's not like, no, only give me $6 million of what.
You know, got his money.
And I'm trying not to make it sound like I'm ripping him, because I'm not.
No.
But, you know, everybody's, which is awesome, donating $13 to its charity because he did such a great. No, he got his money.
Yeah, he got his money. Right. He got his money. Like, it's not a. It's a great thing. Like, guys love it. Like, yeah, but give me my money up front.
Absolutely.
I want it.
Let me hold my money.
Unless you're Bobby Bonilla.
Oh.
Unless you're Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, Bobby Bonilla's still getting paid.
Yeah. I think he's got another 12 years.
Yeah.
So you know the deal about Bobby Bonilla?
I don't.
So Bobby Bonilla, big time, Pittsburgh Pirates, signs a deal with the New York Mets, and his agent goes in there, and, like, he got X up front. But then he got X amount of millions every year for the next 412 years.
That's
so it's called Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah, he's still getting paid.
I think it's April 1st. I could be wrong.
I think there's another, not a Yankee. What's his name? Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod's still getting paid by Yankees and stuff like that. Like, I mean, you signed those $400 million contracts. Like,
A-Rod's on what, 252?
Like, yeah, those guys are doing good, man. Deshaun Watson's right there with him right now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you know, that was a lot of money back when he did it. It's July 1st.
July 1st.
Is Bobby Bonilla Day. The Mets pay him $1.19 million a year. And I think he's been out of baseball he gets this until he's 72.
What?
He gets $1.19 million a year on whatever, July 1st until he's 72.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's an agent that was able to.
Give me one of those.
Yeah, right?
Right?
You know, that way,
knock day.
You know, when you're done playing.
I bet he has the best 4th of July parties.
I bet he does.
It's like, he gets his bank, he's like, yep, everything clear.
I'm going to pay for the July 4th, you know, this year. Not me. I'm saying Bobby Bonilla.
I was like, where are we going?
Yeah, me too.
All right. So, Caleb, you and I talked the other day, and you said you were going to watch, I think it was some NCAA basketball. I suggested you watch the better NCAA tournament.
Yes.
So I'm curious your thoughts on watching the wrestling.
You know, it was good. I don't understand the wrestling as much. I know WWE, obviously.
Sure.
That's not real wrestling.
Right.
You know, it was fun to watch. And, you know, I got to see, you know, the one I sent you, the I forget his name right now.
Who, Gable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got to see him win another title. And, you know, it was exciting. I'm trying to get into it. I didn't have your love for it initially, but it was good. It was fun to watch.
I enjoy it for numerous reasons. And one, anybody who knows me would be, because it's so quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's over in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, unless it goes to OT and then, you know, you score a point and it's over. I just find it enjoyable. It's quick. It's fun. It's fast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was exciting. And I've been trying to one of my best friends, Kenny Carr. He was a big wrestler in California, so the California high school state champion. And he would always explain it to me. And, like, you know, I'm still trying to get the point system down and how everything goes. But it is fun, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to see the competition. And, yeah, you know, funny story. I tried to go out for wrestling my junior year in high school. And the coach was like, hey, you should come try out for wrestling. At this point, in high school, I was really big, by the way. So I'm about 3'4".
I was going to say bigger than you are now? Wow.
I'm more muscular now, fatter then. I was about 340. And he goes, hey, you should come out for wrestling. I was like, okay, what's the heavyweight weight? He goes, it's 260. 60. I'm like, yeah, hey, I'm not losing 70 pounds, bro. It's not happening.
Not before my senior year, yeah, and this is your freshman year.
Yeah, like, it's not happening, so... Yeah, no, a lot of respect for those guys. It's really hard.
What would you like to see as Gable goes to the WWE? He's already signed the deal. Would you like to see him as the babyface or a heel?
Man, like, I like the heels. I like trash talk. I like, it's exciting. You know, like, I grew up in wrestling, watching wrestling in the Attitude Era, you know, when it was The Rock and Stone Cold. Like, I yearn for that again. Like, I don't get that anymore in WWE. That's what I want to see. I want to see people, you know, like, push the envelope. Like,
right.
We interviewed the comedian last week. He said, I don't know where the envelope is. Right. I need them to find the envelope and push it, because, like, it's too kind of PG right now, and that's not what WWE is for me. It's entertainment, and it's not entertaining enough.
I don't think it's been like that since The Shield.
Yeah.
You know, when it was the three of them, and then, you know, when you had them turn and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't, like, know. You're a wrestling guy. What do you think?
I like the heel for Gable. I think because he comes from the Olympics, comes from, like, this wholesome all-American sport wrestling.
Yeah.
I think he'll play a great heel, especially with the controversy of, like, you know, wanting to fight but not getting the right contract and the right terms. And, you know, so he's got kind of like a stand my ground, not going to be bullied, not going to take whatever you throw my way.
But obviously he would be a great babyface as well.
He would.
Especially when they try to, you know, and that's what happened with Kurt Angle.
Yeah, that's about
so. So when Kurt Angle came, they pretty much threw, you know, shoved Kurt Angle down the throat of the fans.
Yeah,
and that's why the You Suck comes out.
Yeah,
because that's how it came out, yeah. And it became legendary.
It was legendary, and everyone you hated him, but you had to watch because you hated him, and that wasn't me. I hated Kurt Angle. I don't know why I did. But I did. And, like, I love the You Suck chance. And, like, yeah, no, I think that would be a good lane for him.
I'm not a big Ronda Rousey WWE fan, per se.
Yeah.
But she has the perfect music that she comes out to. Mm-hmm. You know, the I Don't Give a Damn About My Bad Reputation, which is her.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes you want to watch just because of the music and because of her background.
I saw a video, speaking of Ronda Rousey, like a week ago. And Derek Lewis had fought Ronda Rousey's husband and knocked him out. And in his post-fight pressure, he goes, hey, man, where's Ronda Rousey at?
Was that before they were together?
No, that's when they were married. That's when they were together. Like, it was the funniest thing. Like, yeah, I just made me think about that.
Big Brown? Is his name Brown? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Travis good dude.
Brown.
Huh?
Travis Brown?
Travis Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
hold on a second. I need you both to Google. I told you I was going to do this.
Okay.
Get your Google machine out.
Got it.
I want you to Google machine. The Google machine. I want
1976?
You to Google Israel's name.
Israel Adesanya?
Yep.
Okay.
Tell me when you both have it.
Got it.
You got it, Caleb?
Pulling it up now.
I got him.
This will be a lot of fun. Trust me.
Okay.
All right. Let me see what you got.
Is he?
No, yeah, but I need his name, you know, his whole name.
Adesanya.
His whole name.
I got it. It's right there.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
You don't have his whole name.
You don't have his. I got it right here.
Israel,
okay. Give him your phone. Give him your phone real quick.
Right here at the bottom.
I want you to pronounce his name.
Adesanya. Oh, you're looking at the Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm saying look right here. It's like six names right there.
Right, what is it?
Israel Mabadabi. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I don't know.
Was it an Ewok?
All right.
Okay, so
go ahead.
I'll give you a little background.
Thanks.
So, African culture, Nigerian culture, you have your English name and you have your traditional name. And every kind of grandparent you have gives you like a, you know, like your traditional name from like their culture and things of that nature. So like my middle name technically is Orobosa. Yeah. It means in God's hands. And so Israel Adesanya is his first and last name, but his traditional names are Mobolaji, Odunayo, Oluwafemi, Demitayo, Owolabi, Adesanya.
So you know Israel, what all that equals?
Israel.
$900 on Wheel of Fortune. They're all vowels. You would never make any money. The day they make him a trivia question.
But yeah, so like if you ever meet African or Nigerian and they tell you the name, like, okay, what's your traditional name? And then they usually have
I feel
one.
Like I need a traditional name.
Oh, I've got it for you. I just can't say it on FCC.
John Smith.
No. Mine is a little, it starts with a J, but that's about it. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, located inside the St. Pete Racquet Club. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stout Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart of World Championship Wrestling. And guess who I'm standing next to? Randy Harris. Hey, Randy, just remember one thing. Never trust a midget.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Leroy Glover from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament the Pizza. When are you going to get a sign up there?
I don't need a sign.
You don't?
People know who I am.
They just follow the breadcrumbs?
They track me down. Like, Kill found it without a phone, GPS. I mean, he went old school. He went old school. He had, like, turn left at the tree and turn.
It was like, miserable.
Go to the third stoplight, turn right. I mean, he found it.
You know, the funny thing is we've gotten so accustomed to having the cell phone that when you don't have it, you really don't know what to do.
You feel naked.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling.
When I came to meet you out at Country Depot.
Yeah.
All right. Something happened to my screen.
I remember.
And I 911 four people. Somehow they became my, like, one guy is the manager to AC/DC in Sarasota, and he was one of my four people.
You were a silver alert for about 30 minutes.
I was.
I saw you on the banner. I was like, looking for an older gentleman, silver sneakers on, driving a Mazda.
So I didn't know how to get to Country Depot. I couldn't get the phone to work. You know, so I totally get it. All right. I need your guys' thoughts over under, and let's go with weeks, because I don't know how many days. Today was day two at the gym.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
This is day three for me.
So, well,
I started on Monday. Out? Yeah, I shaved the beard.
There you go.
Lost 20 pounds this month.
There you go.
I'm down to 212. So I'm getting back in competition shape.
Okay.
It's time to get back on stage.
Day two for me. What I liked is I'm going with my son, and he does, like, four machines.
Yeah.
Get in, get out. Then we hit sit in the sauna for 10 minutes. I mean, if I do that, I think I can do it every day.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do the two-hour thing.
Getting into shape is one of the worst things ever. I try to, in the off season, not take too much time off so I can, like, because, like, when you're out of shape, like, getting back into it is miserable. For me, at least.
Right.
Like, you know, I got the sickle cell trait. So the way oxygen flows through my blood is a little bit different. So, like, I got to stay active all the time, because if I take, like, a week, 2 weeks off, it's my first day is
over.
So,
really?
Yeah. So, it's – yeah, you got
to
stay in there.
The one thing I've noticed is if I go to the gym, and at least if I sweat a little bit, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat crap. I don't – because you kind of defeat what you just did.
Exactly.
You know, now I'm still going to eat something.
Yeah.
But I won't eat a whole pizza. I'll eat two slices.
Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, that's still bad for you, but not as bad.
At a time.
Yeah, at a time.
Yeah, it's all about moderation.
Right? That's really what it is.
But here's the thing, Caleb. He used to, remember, you know, go to the bathroom, be like, oh, I got to hit the John?
Yeah.
He used to call it the gym, and then he'd be like, oh, I went to the gym three times a day. I'm like, man, that guy's really dedicated to working out. But I don't know, he's talking about the bathroom.
Oh, what an idiot. What a total idiot. I would assume, well, let's don't assume. Give me your thoughts on, and I have to say this politically correct, the swimmer that won one of the NCAA races.
That dude's a beast. I mean, he's an absolute monster. You see him on the podium?
Have you seen some of the memes?
They're awful.
Oh, the memes memes have been keeping me busy for the last week or so.
But they're great.
No, they are funny.
And it's tragic. And I love that DeSantis stood up for women's sports. I love the fact that he stood up and said, they're not going to come and compete and take away glory from these women athletes that are the best.
So he determined that the swimmer Sarasota was the champion.
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean anything because it wasn't official, but he declared it. He's like, no, she won because she's a female, and we're not going to let, like, a male come in and just dominate and take
over. Okay, that's good. That's good.
I love it.
No,
that's
it is.
That's good that he did that.
Absolutely.
That's good that he did that.
Absolutely.
Because for me, like, again, like, I'm all for equality and everyone doing what makes them happy, but there is a definite advantage. And you saw her on the podium. Be politically correct. Saw her on the podium. She is a foot taller, broader shoulders. Like, it's just not – it's obvious.
She looks like a guy.
Yeah. It's obvious that there is a difference and there's an advantage. You know
what
I mean?
That chick had a beard and I don't.
So, you know, so, like, I know this is a touchy subject and there's a lot of things that's going on right now. But, yeah, that was interesting to say
it's
the least.
Awful.
For
it's
sure.
Awful. And I don't think it's swimmer's least. Cramp. I hope that dude shut up, cramps and drowns in the pool.
Oh, my God. All right, so what do you think so far, either one of you, but we'll go with the one who will have a serious answer.
The
That'd
NCAA?
Be you, Caleb. Some of these moves in the NFL, and the Bucs re-signed Fournette.
Yeah.
We briefly mentioned Hill getting traded to Miami for 5 picks.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to comprehend Matt Ryan getting traded.
It's so amazing. And I think the NFL is taking a page out of the NBA. Because you never saw these many moves in offseason from the NFL. NBA, since LeBron decided to go to Miami, every year it's like superstars are moving. Kevin Durant goes here, this person goes here, that person. And the NFL, it really doesn't happen. Guys kind of stay where they are at until the team is like, okay, we're done with you. And then they find somewhere else. Now guys are, hey, I want my money, trade me. I need this, trade me. I need that. So it's so much fun to watch and see. And I'm so excited. Like, look, the Dolphins overnight are a contender now.
You know, if they get Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. You know, the Browns went from
yeah, for sure.
nothing to now it's like, oh, Super Bowl is a possibility for these guys. So it's like, it's so crazy. The Colts were a quarterback away. They go make a trade for Matt Ryan, who was, you know, still a good player, you know, but was the team around him, they're kind of in a rebuild situation. And now he goes to a team with a great running game, a good offensive line. You know, he was
a pretty good receiver.
Pretty good receiver with T.Y. Hilton and Pittman.
Thank you. I was like, I wasn't even talking about
Pittman, you know. And so, like, it's so amazing to watch, and it's so much fun. They went to the playoffs with Phillip Rivers, and so, like, with him, like, they're a real contender.
But they're
so
doing
it's
it wrong. They've got the formula wrong.
What's the formula?
This is stupid. You know that.
Need more cocks.
What?
The Peacocks University, St. Peter's. They are killing it in the NCAA. They've got heart. They don't need superstar individual play. They need team camaraderie. And the Peacocks are in the Sweet 16 NCAA March Madness, greatest sport on earth.
Are they really?
They are.
Yeah, they are.
They beat Kentucky. Yeah. They beat Murray State.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
The Cocks are for real.
I know UCLA's in there, so.
He's a big fan of the Cocks.
We got Cocks in the pool, Cocks in the basketball. We got Cocks everywhere.
that is their mascot.
You should put that in your stand-up routine.
Yeah,
I
please
love.
Don't. You know how old I feel after we just talked about the Indianapolis Colts with Michael Pittman Jr.? Because I hosted Michael Pittman Sr.'s radio show.
Wow.
And so Pitt Jr. is in Indy, and then the second
Micah?
Son, Micah, comes out either next year or the year after.
Because he was a star.
He just transferred to FSU.
The Bucs safety. Whitfield.
Yeah.
Antoine Whitfield Jr.
Right.
I watched his dad. You know what I mean? I watched his dad play. It's crazy.
We have photos of Micah, who I think is a sophomore, just transferred to FSU, sitting on his dad's lap at about 4 years old doing the radio show.
Wow.
Yeah. So I feel young.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of young.
Steve Young?
No, a 25-year, the number one tennis star in the world. You see this? She retired at 25. Her name is Ash Barty, 25. Oh. She just won the Australian Open for the third Grand Slam singles title of
Grand
her career.
Grand
Slam?
Grand Slam. They're stammers.
Which is great at Denny's, by the way. That's a
great it is.
But she just called it, hey, I'm done. I've got other things I want to chase down, other career aspirations. And
you have to respect somebody who does it, just like Allie. You know, Allie was ready to move on. I guess he's going back for his master's.
Yeah.
So big ups to him.
Speaking on tennis,
yeah.
Naomi Osaka,
yes,
tennis star,
mm-hmm.
came on really young. She beat Serena. Like, she's really, really good. She's had a lot. She's been in the media a lot for the mental health thing and, like, kind of dealing with media and dealing with, like, the combativeness of sports. At one point, I'm going to ask you guys, because I know my answer. At one point do you say...
Do you really?
Yeah.
You know your answer?
Yeah. So at one point do you say, hey, like, this is a sport. This is the job that you have. You're going to get criticized. I understand that. I know that I'm going to get tweeted at and negative things are going to be said. Like, it comes with the job. At one point is it, hey, like, this is the job you have and this is what comes with it. You know what I mean? Or is it just like... You know, like, I need your thoughts on it. Because for me, it's like, I respect what she has to say about, like, hey, like, mental health. There's a lot of negative things being said and, like, a lot of pressure. But that's the job that you have. You can't be the president of the United States and be like, oh, people are talking bad about me. Like, you're the president. That's what happens.
We'll address it. We'll answer it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and staff sign.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patrick Waugh from the Colorado Avalanche, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Arias.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Mo Williams, Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Freeze frame!
That's the Jay Giles band, by the way, from Boston. Oh, nice. Just throwing it out. Just throwing it out there.
Are they from Boston?
Yeah, they're from Boston. Right. They're not from the band Boston. Or Aerosmith.
Where's Aerosmith right here?
Well, Aerosmith is, they're from Boston. Right.
There's a band called Boston.
Yeah.
It's like Chicago. It's like the same thing.
Well, that's not the same thing. It's a little bit different, but.
I mean, it's the same.
What the hell are you talking about?
Same music, same song, same era.
No, it's the same era. Sound. It's the same. It's not the same sound.
Same lyrics. Same drummer. You're a troll. I realize
me,
that.
See? I've told you that. I've told you that.
I love it.
The lead singer from Boston lives next door to my sister's sister-in-law in Charlotte. And Boston and Chicago are totally different. Listen to anything either one of the bands have done, and they don't sound anything similar.
I don't listen to that kind of music.
What do you listen to?
Pretty much hardcore hip-hop? Rap. Yeah,
I saw that.
A lot of Biggie, a lot of like, you know, Pac.
All right.
What, 1990s rap?
Yeah, like back when it was good.
All right.
Don't give me this Drake. Like, are you a Drake guy?
I love all Lil Uzi, Drake, Lil Durk.
I will say this. Drake is amazing.
He is amazing.
He was once paralyzed, and he got up, and he walked out of the wheelchair.
Degrassi is killing it.
Jimmy,
right. You know, you got to respect it. He got shot trying to, you know, he was a basketball star. The gunshot wound took his NBA hopes away.
And became a rapper.
And he jumped up out of that wheelchair, and now he's a rapper.
Jimmy was rocking a Frank Ocean $1.9 million necklace at a Laker game last week.
Amazing.
Like, just flexing on him.
Amazing.
Like, that's when you know
he's still following the Lakers? I thought he only was a front runner.
So, actually, Raptors. He's a Raptors guy, you know.
Allegedly.
Canada.
Sure.
So, he was at they played in Canada, I believe, right?
Well, was
it in L.A.?
I thought it was L.A.
Raptors and Lakers are playing, so obviously Drake had to,
of course,
had to be there.
Of course.
But yeah, that chain, though.
But he's flexing on him with the chain. Like,
you know, he's one of those guys that has so much money, he just does things now just to be in headlines.
Right.
Oh, hey, I flew out 50 people to Turks. Oh, hey, my chain's worth $2 million, you know, just little things like that.
Like little stuff.
I think he should have stayed in the wheelchair. Why walk around when you have somebody push you?
Hey, I mean, with the way rappers are getting shot, I mean, Kodak Black got shot recently.
He did.
I mean, you don't know anything about Kodak Black.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Kodak, that's that crap you put in between your teeth and gums or something, right?
That's super gremlins, what they call it.
So I watched a movie a couple of days ago called Dog with Channing Tatum. And he was a retired, I want to say Marine.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the
military. Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, this is the movie that just came out.
Yeah. So I watched that movie. And in the movie, no, spoiler alert.
This is scaring me because he's laughing at his own stuff.
Spoiler alert, if anybody hasn't seen it. So he had a dog that was like a military dog that used to fight in the wars and stuff like that. One of the dogs passed away. And the dog was kind of gun shy. It was kind of, you know, like too much trauma. They were going to go put the dog down, right? So he takes this dog and they're going on this journey. And he's taking the dog to the hotel because, you know, for spend a night before he goes to the funeral for the guy who passed away. And he wanted to get a free hotel room in this.
I've seen the clip.
He wanted to get a free hotel room in this five-star hotel. So he acts like he's blind with the seeing eye dog. And it was the funniest thing. Okay, and then, like, in the part afterwards, so he's pretending like he's blind. And there's, like, a Muslim guy walks by. And he has a turban. And everything, and the dog sees the guy and gets triggered because, like, he's tricked and he attacks him. And it was one of the funniest things. I just wanted to, you know, get your reactions to that, but it was like really
I have seen the clip.
It was a great scene. It was a great scene.
I mean,
it was a great scene.
The old pretend to be blind trick worked as hell. Masvidal got close enough to Covington to attack him.
Let's go back to your question before the break. And address it again, and then we'll see what Matt makes a stupid comment or two.
Okay.
I got a couple.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm on deck. I'm ready. No, but I think we saw it during the Olympics play out first with Simone Biles. She was the first to tap out to mental health. She put her health first. Everybody called her a quitter. The world said she quit on our team and the country and the sport. And how many people would have died or gave anything to be her and, you know, represent the nation at that, you know, in the Olympics. But this week I saw on TV, I saw a commercial talking about Simone ran the campaign called It's Okay to Pause. It's okay to, like, reset and stop. And so I think with Osaka and the tennis star and the pressure of young athletes. I mean, look, we're talking about the number one player in the world in tennis retiring at 25.
Yeah.
Right. So these kids in their peak are teenagers, swimmers and gymnasts. And tennis stars and soccer players. I mean, not many people make it to 44 like Tom Brady, you know, to still be able to play a game at the highest level in your category, in your sport. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with people putting themselves first. If they need help, they should put that have everything else, including trophies, money, and accolades.
I'm okay as well. My problem with the Olympics was this just didn't pop up.
Yeah.
Okay, so if she was struggling with it, she did screw her teammates, you know, and I feel bad for her. And I've always said this to you, Caleb, you know, I'm always shocked, and people don't realize you guys are kids.
Yeah.
You know, you come in at $1. How old were you your rookie year?
I was 20 years old.
Okay, 20 years old. You know, imagine, you know, the guy flipping burgers or the guy doing whatever, you know, the everyday Tom, Joe, and Harry.
Yeah.
You know, imagine them being thrown into what you were thrown in at 20 and the media questions and some of the putzes media, you know, that do and say and whatever. I get all that. But in that particular case, and really all the cases, but in that one, I think she did screw her team because she should have backed out before she went over there. I don't think it was just, now I don't like being booed, or now I mean, mental issues are mental issues.
Yeah.
You know, we all are dealing with something, and it's mm-hmm. it's how you handle it and moving on and whatever. I don't have any problems with anybody saying, you know, enough's enough, and, you know, I can't and I don't. And I remember, and I hope Bethany doesn't, you know, come and go after me on this, but when Marcus Jones left the NFL, and I think I've told you about Marcus from NC State, and or didn't know, just North Carolina, number one draft pick. He went to the UFC. He fought at UFC 100, and his wife kind of got upset because they were booing him at a fight. And I'm like, Bethany, it's no different than, you know, if the Bucks were to go to New Orleans, they're going to boo the Bucks. They're going to boo Marcus.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's all part of the sport. It's not personal because they don't know Marcus. Because if they did, they certainly wouldn't boo him because yeah. he's an awesome, awesome guy. But you have to handle that. You know, we talked to Brian. You know, he's going to get booed in Columbus on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, because he's fighting the hometown guy, Matt Brown. And it's how you handle it. When I was in the military and some things were thrown my way, you know how I got through it? I laughed at them.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when you do all that stuff. And we've kind of talked about this, that I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what you say about my family. I truly don't. Because if I don't know you, why would I care what you say? I barely care what Matt says. Mm-hmm. And I almost like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But mental health is I mean, it's real.
It is. But for me, it's one of those things, and I don't know if it's the generation I grew up in, or maybe it's like a football mentality, or maybe it's like the fact that I play a team sport and tennis is more of like an individual thing, and the Olympics is, you know, you're of a team, but you're out there by yourself, you know? Maybe it's one of those kind of things. But for me, it's like this comes with a job. Like when you sudden,
right.
nothing is all positive.
Right.
You don't get a whole lot of money, a whole lot of fame, and no criticism. Like that's not how the life works.
Right.
Everything is give and take. And so for me, it was one of the things where it's like, you know, I understand and I respect her stepping away. But for me, it's like you can't expect people to not jeer you or not to talk trash. I saw a great clip this weekend. It was a tennis player. And Ben Stiller was at a tennis match. And the actor, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And so he was talking trash.
His parents were funny as hell.
Yeah. So he's talking trash.
What? The fuckers?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So well, those guys are great.
That wasn't the parents. That was Ben.
Oh, I thought. Yeah.
You know who his parents are, right?
Rob De Niro.
What?
No, it's the guy from Seinfeld.
Jerry was on King of Queens.
Oh, yes. Yep.
You know, and Ann Mira, you know, was a comedian as well.
Oh, wow.
So the two very...
Oh, I didn't know those were his parents.
Yeah, that was his parents.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, the fuckers were the movie family.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
that was Ben. That wasn't his parents.
Yeah.
Parents.
But so, like...
That's where De Niro came from.
So he's at a tennis match, and he's saying something to the tennis player, and the tennis guy... So he's, like, talking trash to the tennis guy. And the tennis guy looks back at him. He goes, are you good at tennis? He goes, no. He goes, then why are you talking? And then he says, I don't tell you how to act. Don't tell me how to play tennis. And Ben just shut up
right.
and sat there.
Right.
So it's like, it's part of the game. Like, there's trash talk. Like, you feed off the crowd. Like, I just don't. For me, it's like, and again, I respect it. Mental health is a real thing. People deal with it. I feel like everyone has
sure.
some kind of issue that they deal with.
Sure.
But I think it comes with the job. And you have to understand what you're getting into. Like, if you're a lawyer, there's going to be hours you're going to be up all night reading, studying. You're an athlete, you're going to get booed. People are going to talk trash.
Could you imagine if there was a heckler heckling the attorney in a court? But, you know, I wanted to ask you about this because I just went out to the Valspar. And my son is a huge Brooks Kappa guy.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know about the yeah. scenario with Brooks and DeChambeau.
Yeah, they got beef.
Do what?
The footwear guy? The Brooks?
No, the golf.
Oh, no, he's just being as stupid as always.
Comfortable.
Bryson has had people thrown out of the tournament who chant or call him Brooks or Brooksy.
Yeah.
Because they hate each other so much.
Yeah.
To me, that's what?
Yeah.
How can you tell me what to call, you know? But he's done it.
Yeah.
He's had people ejected for it.
And that's another reason why we had this thing about golf. Was it really a sport, or is it just like a activity that you get paid a lot to do? Because like, if people can't even cheer, I can't yell while
they
you're swinging.
They hold signs up that say "silence, please."
Yeah, I can't yell while you're swinging. Come on now.
It doesn't take any athleticism to play golf.
Well, then let me ask about bowlers, where you can drink beer and smoke cigarettes during playing. Is that a sport?
Well, I mean,
no, that's
or pool, or pool, or billiards.
No, that's a hobby. That's a hobby.
Those are activities.
Yeah, that's a hobby.
All right. All right, let's go hit our final. I can't believe how fast this has flown. Let's go hit our final short break, and then we'll come back and set up for next week. I don't know if we want to announce it, but next week will be pretty cool.
What's next week?
Let's hit this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Sign.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lance Parrish from the 84 World Champion Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Wiley from the Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. We're just conversing and having a good time here. We were going to – what was the name of the card game?
Duplicate Bridge.
So a young lady, I guess it's a young bridge club.
Yes.
That played cards.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's the young players, but it's like a new game maybe. Or it could be an old game with old players. I don't know.
So the young lady started to leave, and we asked her some questions like, did you win? You asked her, did you win?
How'd you play today? She's like, awful.
And so then I said, and I love this lady. I want to adopt her. She's you know, great. I said, did you have fun? And she said, no, because she lost.
You can't adopt someone that's older than you.
Sure you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
You're not allowed to adopt someone that's older than you.
Sure you can.
You go to an old folks home, just adopt a grandparent.
Yes, you can do that. God, you're making me feel bad now. But no, that's all.
But talking about competitiveness, I mean, I always see that kind of like ferocity on the gridiron or on the playground, as we call it. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anybody line up like these ladies did, face to face, staring down each other.
They did stare.
That would make sense why you're in the gym, because you have, you know, you're coming to tryouts.
I'm coming to camp.
Yeah, I remember.
I am not playing games with you. I was throwing paper airplanes yesterday in the house. I built paper airplanes with my nephew, and we're throwing them. And I was going back in my three-step drop, and I was releasing 3 seconds because I know I can't stay in the pocket more than 3 seconds because you're not going to protect me. You're going to let stuff go.
I see it. Hey, listen, we can go to Skyway, get a little video going. Me and you can go to one-on-ones.
We can do it.
We can do live from Skyway.
But I'll be on time. You'll be late.
He'll say he'll do it with somebody else, and then he'll be gone by the time you get there.
Look, I'll take me and my bridge team versus you and the Saints. My bridge club's putting it down, dog. That lady will cut you. Like, don't mess with these ladies. They will.
I'm not. I'm not. She gave me a look because I was sitting in her seat when she came over here. So yeah.
Because her purse is sitting there. She has pepper spray. She's right.
I don't want any.
She's like, can I get the pepper spray so I can pepper spray you, please? So, please back away from my purse.
There'll be a cloud of dust in this place. Like a smoke. She's they don't play.
Whatever. Thoughts on this weekend's UFC?
Man, great fights. My favorites were Patty the Batty. I'm becoming a fan of that guy.
How about the way that he came to the press conference? Did you see that?
With the pizza?
Eating pizza and no shirt.
And I loved it because he said, I'd rather be fat and happy. He said, those guys who are ripped all year round, I don't care what they tell you, they're not happy. He said, I'd rather be fat and happy than ripped.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, you know what? I felt that in my soul. As a big guy, as an offensive lineman, I really, really felt that. But I like him a lot.
What I didn't like is him complaining about his pay. You signed the deal.
Yeah.
It out.
So that's really interesting that you bring that up.
Oh, thank you.
So there's a thing going on right now that, you know, you have guys like Sean O'Malley, Patty the Batty, two young stars who, if they wanted to, can fight guys that are ranked in the top, you know, 15, top 10, or whatever it is. And they're choosing to, I'll just keep fighting guys I know I'm going to whoop. Because I don't have a big contract. How do you feel about that?
Do you believe that Dana will keep them around like that? Because to the best of my knowledge,
yeah.
Dana can say, this is who you're fighting. And if you don't take the fight, we'll get back to you.
You know, I think Dana is a businessman. And I think when you have that kind of pull like they do, because Patty has a country behind him. Sean has his social media, those guys draw crowds. People want to watch them fight.
Well, and Patty's making money. Is it from Barstool?
Yeah, he's got the pizza guy behind him.
So Barstool is paying him big money.
That's why he brought the pizza to the press conference.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, so I feel like as long as – yeah, one bite, everybody knows the rules. So as long as, you know, those guys have that following, I think Dana's a businessman. He wants to make money, so he'll have them go because they sold out the O2, you know, like, so I think
– But did they sell it out because of him? I mean, they sold it out because of the whole card. I still think they would have sold it out. It was a great card. And bonuses to everyone that finished.
Yeah.
Big
ups. And the fights were great. I mean, the fight car was stacked. It was awesome.
I thought Patty would be my favorite fight. Tom Aspinall. Amazing.
It's the real deal. We talked about it.
He's so good, man. So, like, I've never seen a heavyweight be so technical like he is. Like, in every facet of the fight, like, on his feet, on the ground, grappling, jiu-jitsu, like everything. Like, he was just top notch. And like the fight that I want to see, you know, is him versus Tuivasa. I really, really want to see
that fight. They called him out after the fight.
Yeah, I really, really want to see that fight. You know, like I feel like maybe they can each fight one more person and build it up a little bit more. Maybe they get one more win and it'll be like a huge fight.
And now they're all drinking beer on the way to the ring.
You know what I mean?
Like, the problem with that, you're always taking a chance that one of them could lose.
Exactly.
And then you ruin that. So, I mean, that could be next.
I would love to see that fight. And then whoever does that, you know, gets a chance because Francis is hurt. So you can have them fight and then have John Jones fight Stipe or somebody like that, and then we have like an interim fight with those two winners, like something like that would be dope.
It's ironic that you brought it up, and I know we only have like three or four more minutes. Your thoughts on
Conor McGregor arrested?
This is my shocked face. Your thoughts on fake belts on the interim titles?
You know, it's not real. Obviously, it's like, you know, it is a fake belt. But I think it's something for the fans, something to get excited about, something for
well, you could still make it the number one contender.
Yeah,
you know, without
it doesn't have the same ring.
I know, but I hate fake belts.
Yeah,
and Bellator just announced one. I don't know if you know this. So their welterweight world champ has backed out of his defense because he's fighting in a war in Ukraine.
Oh wow.
Okay, so they brought somebody else to fight for the fake belt.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's his fault.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of times if somebody doesn't want to fight and you want to make a fake belt to all that, I get all that.
Yeah.
If somebody's hurt, or in this case, I don't know, he's a little busy, you know, trying to shoot and dodge bullets.
Yeah.
So Bellator's going to do the fake belt, and I just hate fake belts.
I did see when they had the last UFC card, and Ciryl Gane was there, and on there it says former UFC heavyweight interim champion. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be called the interim the former interim champion. That's not a real thing. So I get that. Yeah.
Well, who was it? Kobe, who said he never lost the interim belt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He just lost going for the main belt. So technically he's still the welterweight champion, the interim champion.
Exactly.
It's just insanity. And then the UFC this weekend in Columbus, our guy, president of the fan club, Shane Grossman, will be up there in Columbus. The Matt Brown fight with Brian should be good. I think the Neil Magny and Max Payne fight will be awesome.
Yeah.
Heavyweights, another good card.
And I don't know why Shane Grossman just tweeted out, never trust a midget. But that's our fan club. Never trust a midget. No explanation. But good, solid advice to live by.
I'm not touching that. Anything in closing? We don't have to say the name if you don't want to.
We have a special guest.
We have a very special guest next week.
It's going to be fun. I don't want to ruin the surprise. But, you know, all you Tampa Bucks fans, tune in and we're going to have a good one.
What?
Or NFL fans.
NFL fans,
why Tampa Bay Buck fans?
Yeah, sure, you know.
You know,
it's a Tampa show, so.
Well, but it's national. We're national. We're just happen to be based at this rat hole restaurant. Because I didn't get a very good cheesesteak.
All right. The bridge lady's coming back to take you out.
And she probably would. All right, I think we're out of time. So next week, unless you got something in the closing, you got 20 seconds.
Anything? I'm just trying to figure out who the midget is and why we can't trust them.
You know, how about you leave us with a joke from your bit, from your stand-up show?
No, I don't have time for that. We got 2 minutes left. I got time to write a
we got
joke
30,
for
we
you.
Got 30 seconds left, and I've seen you bomb on stage.
No, not bomb on stage.
Oh, you were awful.
No, I just warmed it up for the other talent.
Yeah, they wanted you off so that other talent could come on.
My job is to make you look better, like you, Randy Harris. My job is to make you look great.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank both co-hosts. I'm sorry, one co-host and one co-co-host. And we're moving you even down lower.
What do you mean? You won't have anybody to start the show with. He won't be here on
time. First of all, it doesn't count because you have to be here.
It's true.
Yeah, so it
yeah, right.
If you're not on time, you have to be here.
All right, we'll see everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
Man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.